Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, come back.
Well, come back. This is now kind of like you're into every part. I quite like it.
Just throwing it out there, it's become a thing.
Can I also just say that recently on our podcast, we have, you know, normally we'd probably do 20, 25 minutes, half. We've been going over an hour. So much we've been...
It's just too easy.
It's too easy to talk now, isn't it? We're getting good at this whole podcast game.
Well, you know, it's taken a while, but I think we cracked it.
Thinking about this the other day, you and I have spoken or done a podcast with each other every single week for... I can tell you, when was our first podcast release? What date?
It must be like nearly 2 years.
Oh, I'm playing it out. Our first podcast was released, I'm going to tell you now. What date do you think it was released?
I think it was released 3 years ago.
21st of April, 2007.
No, what?
Oh, no, sorry, 2017, sorry.
2017, yeah. So three years.
No, sorry, I lie. The first one was released 3rd of March, 2017.
Yes, exactly. I remember we started... around that time, yeah.
Around 3rd of March. 3rd of March 2017, that's when we
Yeah,
started.
So coming up to 3 years.
4 years.
Coming up to four, no.
Yeah, it's 2021. 4 years it would be.
Oh, yeah, we're coming up to 4 years, yeah.
You're coming up to
it's
4 years.
It's crazy, isn't it, when you think about it?
Hey, buddy, killed it.
Yeah.
Proud of us. Hey, want to say a big happy new year to all you private parters. Welcome back to another episode of this lovely podcast that you all listen to still and love, which we adore.
Yeah.
It's the new year. We've got some big guests and we have another big guest today, don't we? She's not big. She's actually 5'3", so she's not, but she's a big name.
She's bigger than you.
She's not bigger than me. She's not big. No.
So it's that fighting talk.
We have on the podcast today, we have the lovely Steph Williams, aka Steph Fit, on the podcast. Now, Steph is a fitness guru. She's a fitness creator. She's like she has a fitness app called Glow.
WeGlow.
She's a content creator on Instagram, 1.4 million followers.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a load of followers. Congrats to her as well.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's a lot of people.
And also, what a nice girl, really nice person. Actually,
all right, Jamie, we get it. You fancied Steph Fit.
I did not fancy Steph Fit. Why do you think because I was being polite and kind that I had to fancy
you
her?
You were flirting in a big way.
How am I? What happens if?
All right, you're stuttering now.
I'm not stuttering at all. I just don't.
No, I'm just teasing you.
Good. I'm glad.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, we're not going to go into it yet. Because
we have quite a treat in store for you today.
We do have a treat in store for you today. Steph was a great guest. We've had two great guests now in the new year.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not ready yet. Not ready to go into the episode. Feel like we should just chat for a little bit more.
Stephanie Fit.
That's not her surname. Fit is not her surname.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought that was her surname.
No, that's not her surname.
Imagine if that was your surname. That would be a real case of nominal determinism.
Which is what?
It's when your name kind of ends up defining your career. Like, what's that guy? There was a urologist called Mr. Urine or something like that.
What? No, Steph's second name is Williams.
Yeah, Steph Williams. We know Stephanie Williams.
No, we know a Vogue Williams.
No, there's another one, Steph Williams. Anyway.
What do you mean there's another one? What do you mean there's another what?
There's another Steph Williams. I feel like I'm...
Maybe you're wrong, buddy. Hey, listen, Private Parties, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. If you, as always, want to get in touch and send us a story for our bonus episodes on Wednesday, we'd absolutely adore that. Some stories of Christmas or New Year, stories of...
Got another one coming up.
We got another one coming up. Send it to contact@privatepartspodcast or DM us at Private Podcast. We would love to hear from you, anything at all. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Francis,
we have
the podcast.
The wonderful Stephanie Williams, a.k.a. Steph Fit, of Instagram fame.
On the podcast. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah, I slept well. I slept for like 9 hours.
Oh, I did 14 last week. It's great.
You did 14 hours?
Hang on, Steph. So, Steph, before we say anything, you did 14 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
What, in one go?
It was great.
But you must have been catching up on sleep.
Mm.
What have you been doing? Burning the candle at both ends.
Did you say burning the candle at both ends?
No, Jamie, it's a figure of speech. Burning the candle.
Don't know what kind of candles you have.
You know very well what that means.
I thought you said boning the candle at both ends. That's what I thought you said.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I've not been boning nothing.
Hang on. So just explain this.
Not even your boyfriend?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, I think that's called pegging, isn't it?
What does pegging mean?
Oh, well...
Explain what pegging is, Francis.
No, pegging is like a thing that Jamie does with Sophie, where she puts on a strap-on and takes him to task.
Are we started?
Yeah, we started. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the bar.
Intro. Right, yeah. I see. Like, thanks for...
No, because what we've cleverly done before, Steph, is that we've introed. So we do this thing where we intro you with just Francis and I, where we say some hilarious things. And then what happens is that you... It's just a very natural way. And so we just start talking like we're friends. And then people just feel very comfortable because they're like, oh, my God, they must be friends. What they don't know... is that, you know, we're going to become friends after this, but we're not friends.
Well, you and Francis?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Can I also say, Steph, so the reason why, you know, I wanted you on the podcast is because my girlfriend, Sophie, who you know, raves about you, thinks you're just one of the best people she's met.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah. She was one of the best people I've met. She's great. You're very lucky.
You don't have
to. It's also because you've got more followers than him. So
yeah.
It feels a bit intimidating.
Actually, that was it, to be honest with you.
He's hoping to steal a few of those followers.
Yeah. I can tag you and then it's at their choice whether they feel the content is followable.
But it's interesting because, you know, so I wake up. Francis, you probably... Do you follow Steph on Instagram? Do you follow her?
I do. Yeah, I do now.
What? I do right now. He actually doesn't because I stalked because it's good to know a bit about people before you have the chat. And I see, Francis, I couldn't find out a lot more other than you have lots of dogs.
Oh, I don't have any dogs. I just meet a lot of dogs.
Oh.
Because you know, like it does wonders. I mean, you get a lot of likes. The dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good combination. I mean, I have to search out likes wherever I can find them.
I see.
But I suppose, Steph, to all of our millions of listeners, we have millions that we have. We actually have millions.
Do you?
Yeah, we actually do have millions. So you, all these millions of listeners that are listening right now, how would you describe your career in a sense? What would you just, because you're not a I would say you are a fitness person, but you're much more than that. How would you describe it?
A fitness person, but much more than that.
There we go, done. Sweet.
No, I mean, it's really hard. It's an awkward one, isn't it? Because people always say, like...
Thought leader, an inspiration to...
I'll take that. But no, it's hard because people always say, like, what do you do? And it's kind of like, especially for, like, the older generation, like, my parents are still like, oh, it's great what you do. Don't really understand it, but keep going. But obviously, like, I have an app, fitness app, so I guess yeah. I'm...
What's that called?
WeGlow.
We glow,
but I just think. Firstly, I think it's so impressive because I basically I heard of you. Obviously, sounds so lame when you say that. God, I just sounded so lame. I heard of you before, but I knew who you were.
Keeping in character.
I knew who you were before, but I now wake up every morning and feel very bad with myself because I wake up to Steph. Fit always doing a workout in the morning, and the amazing thing is that when people do these workouts and stuff like that, you know, you kind of think, but so many people tune in to watch you. You have this incredible following of people.
Do you live stream it?
Yeah, live streams it every single day, and it's an incredible core fan base, which for me that's so hard to maintain. But you've grown that for how many years now?
So this is my fourth year.
That's crazy.
Of doing it.
It's like a degree.
Yeah, I don't have one of them, so that's I'll take that.
Jamie, if you were going to live stream something every morning, what do you think it would be, Jamie? Something you do every morning.
So many things going through my head. What it could possibly be.
I think you may need to start an OnlyFans.
With his strap on and.
I don't do. He doesn't do that every morning, do you?
do you know, if you really want to know what I do, I think routine is like important to have in the morning. But my routine is I sort of cleanse, if I'm totally honest. I cleanse in the morning.
Do you?
Like your aura?
No, not with sage, Steph. I don't sage myself every morning.
Just like, just envision here, hey.
Why would I sage myself in the morning?
Hey, it's 2020. People do all sorts.
No, I don't sage myself, but I cleanse. I have to. This is really gross, but I have to go. I without fail every morning I have to go to the bathroom and I have to cleanse myself.
Well, join the club.
Yeah, same. I'm
wow,
a regular.
You're so edgy.
You know.
Fuck you guys. Listen, I'm trying to just tell you what I do in the morning. You're both just
I'm interested. So you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Every morning. Okay.
Yes. Cleanse. I go to the bathroom every morning. So I wake up and I think, well, I need to go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom every morning and I cleanse myself almost. So I release all of the toxins that have been
shit. Yeah. Revelation. This is very motivational. Oh wow.
This is how I start all of my talks. Do you know what I do in the morning? I go and shit. This is
what... I'm glad your bowel system is working well for you. Always good.
He has to because you've got the what's it called? You're a cesarean.
Yeah, I was a cesarean. So which means I don't get enough of the, because if you come out your if you're cut out of your mother's stomach, you don't get previously that you don't get some of the nutrients that you're meant to receive.
The macrobiome.
Yeah. So now what they do to kids is they, if you are a cesarean, they get a towel and squeeze it in their mouth. That is vile.
What in their mouth?
The fluids.
Oh right.
Ooh. Yeah. But actually, previously, Steph, you won't know about that because you were telling us that you hate kids. So
you were saying that you hate kids, and I was just saying they are great. You know,
No, what I was saying, though, this is true, is that so it's kids are pretty full on, and they're quite, you know, once a kid arrives, it's like one of the things. So am I getting myself into deep water here? But it's true. When kids arrive, they become the boss of the house. All of your life disappears. It's then about the child and your commitment and stuff like that. And it's tricky because you then have to put a lot of things for a lot of mothers and fathers, things, you know, have to go on hold or have to, you know, you have to be patient with
like
stuff.
Like the pegging.
But it's true, you know what I mean? And so, and having gone from wanting kids forever as a kid, I always wanted to have kids. I now sometimes, yeah, question it.
Yeah. I
you don't want kids?
Me and Alex, I had the conversation the other day because you see kids and you see them like walking around and the mum's like holding them and they're shouting and they all look so frazzled and like exhausted, and we're like, oh god, that, I'm not ready for that yet. And we said to him, I was like, we, I don't know why I'm referring to myself as a we.
Well, in fairness, you have to do most of the work initially, right? I mean, it's
well,
it's
this is the thing. I mean, so I said to him, I'm not sure, like, if the cards like were off the table, like, would that be an issue? Like, would I be okay? Like, would it be enough? And he was like, yeah, to be fair, like, if it's not a thing, it's not a thing. And I was, obviously, I do think I want kids, and I do want kids. But like you say, it's such a, like, it's such a tie.
It's like the meaning of life, though, isn't it?
Except I love that. Such a tie to your partner. You
can't. It's a real commitment, isn't it?
It is a real commitment. Steph, did you grow up with lots of brothers and sisters?
I've got one older sister. So quite a small...
Has she got kids?
She does not. No kids. Maybe she feels the same. Maybe it's just in my... No, I do want kids. Obviously, I do want kids. But I just think, like, you go through phases of being, like, super broody and then... Which I'm yet to quite find. But then you've got to think, like, the baby becomes a small baby and then it gets... You know, what happens when they get... I was a nanny, so I should really like kids because I was actually a nanny for quite a while.
Wait, you were a nanny?
Yeah. And I worked in a school for a year. So, like, I love kids and, like, it's great. But I feel like I've also done that. And, I mean, I had an iron thrown at me. Like, they
an
are...
Iron?
An iron.
Like, that is a big kid.
Oh, my God. He was seven and he was the biggest, like, seven-year-old. He was, like, I'm like, 5'3", so I'm not that tall. He was, like, stocky as well. And I was literally like, and he knew his power. And he'd like want to like rugby tackle me.
Like
and
a
I was
gorilla.
Like, this is honestly. And it was scary. And you know, he lost it once. He threw an iron at me and I was like,
what did you have to do?
I just went, go to your room.
You didn't hit him.
No. Well, it's not my child. Not that I would, you know, hit my child.
It's not mine. I'd hit mine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. I got, do you know what happened to me as a kid? So I was like a bad child. I used to steal things, and I don't know, I was like a magpie. I used to steal stuff and all these weird.
Yeah, what did you honestly, steal?
Did you magpie steal?
Yeah, they steal shiny things. No, you're thinking of the that other bird that steals shiny things. Maybe magpies do.
Robins?
Probably
the only other bird I know. But what did you steal?
Wait, hang on, Steph. Did you just say robins steal stuff?
Robins are actually quite vicious. They steal people. They steal other birds' nests.
There we go. I know my birds.
Wait, so what I did as a kid, I was naughty and things like that, and I was so naughty, in fact, that my dad... I remember it so well. I must have been like 4 years old, 5 years old, and I was taken into my dad's study. And I remember thinking in my head, this is not good what's happening right now. I remember thinking this is bad. And I got put across his knee and my trousers pulled down and smacked on my bum. Like three times.
Did he tell you what you'd done? Was it just random? It was preemptive. It's probably just giving him a smack just in case. But was it because you tied your willy to the door?
I feel like you haven't. I feel like you're still not healed from this experience. Like
I'm still here.
Wait, scarring.
Wait, hang on. So tell me. So you were a nanny first?
Yes. So I worked at a school, a boarding school, and I like lived in, and I was like a house parent to
house mother.
House mother. Yes.
To a boys' boarding school or girls'
house mother?
Well, on my gap year, I was to boys, which was terrible.
Oh, just my.
It shouldn't be like, no.
They would have gone nuts.
It was an experience, literally. But they are such terrors. Like, although I don't know what was worse, the girls or the boys. I mean, it was
what
amazing.
What age range were these boys?
They were like 9 to 11. So they're just kind of finding themselves and kind of just, yeah.
That was when Jamie was tying himself to the door.
What
do you mean?
Jamie, you got to explain.
Did you guys go to prep school together?
No, but he's told this story a couple of times on the podcast.
I as a child, I used to have these things called silkies, which are basically like the ends of like a rag or a rug thing. And I used to tie one end to my penis and the other to the door, and then slam the door shut. It's very exciting for me at that time.
Wow. That is what?
I think
Why?
Psychologists would study that behaviour.
Wait, hang on a second. So you looked after. So you were what I called when I was at a boarding school and I was younger. I used to call what you were it was called an under matron. That's what the name, or a gappy or an under matron. That's what it was called.
Yeah. So I was a gappy with the boys for like one term, and then I was like more of a matron, because I did it for a year, and it was a girls' school I went to, which I mean, it's like very rewarding, like with kids and stuff, and when they, you know, when you get that respect from them as well, like it is a very rewarding feeling. But also when the respect isn't there and they like, you know, throw things at you,
that was when you were at school they threw
wasn't at school. At school it was if they gave me too much like crap. The trouble was I was 20 and I've always looked like young for my age, and also because I'm short, and some of them were literally like the same height as me, so it is quite hard to kind of control them. Yeah. And also like, I like them, and they all the gossip, I'm like, let me know, like I want to be the cool one, you know. So like, I want to be the cool aunt, like I want them all to like
cool,
me and,
right?
And
cool.
Think I'm cool. Yeah,
cool,
like
cool gappy, right?
Guys, I'm young and cool. Yeah, literally. And then it gets to the point when if you're like that, they then also like have absolutely no respect. So like for lights out and stuff, I'm like, okay, lights out, absolutely no chance.
Well, it's like Machiavelli said, you know, it's better to be feared than loved, right? Because if you're loved, then no one respects you.
I don't know if that's true.
So if you're only loved, right?
Yeah.
If you're only loved, then people, you know, they love you, but then actually they don't fear you. So when you actually, when it comes time to actually flexing your
Do you have a girlfriend, Francis?
I do.
Does she fear you?
She does.
Do you like the way Steffi breathed in?
Because what are you saying? You have to be feared and
I'm speaking more in the terms of like of being like in your position of authority over these boys. You know, you can work to be really loved by all of them and think, oh, I'm so cool, but then actually when it comes time to telling them what to do, you know, instructing them to do something, if they don't fear you, then it's difficult to manage them.
Well, Francis, how would you make these young teenagers fear you? What would you do?
You'd buy a gun.
Okay, so that's
you. Just
threaten them with a gun.
you've got to flex your
your authority. You've got to be a bit unpredictable. You know, because actually people fear unpredictability, right? So sometimes you've got to act like a bit crazy.
Oh, I mean, I'm fully capable.
Yeah? What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done?
What kind of question is that, Francis?
What about you? What's the craziest thing you've done?
Here we go.
Can't talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, same. It's so crazy that I can't even discuss it on this. If I think of something, I'll get back to you.
So you went and worked at these schools. So you were a gappy, and then you worked as a matron in a house,
and then a nanny.
But it's interesting because I suppose you learn what do you? Because I think you learn a huge amount of responsibility, right? Looking after younger kids because you have to, like, that. The responsibility is one of the biggest things. Which one do you prefer? Would you prefer being a nanny or be working in these schools?
I don't know, really. I mean, like, both experiences I did love, but I would probably go with school, because I think with nannying and, like, you kind of grow, like, a lot closer and, like, a lot stronger bond, and you kind of then end up really wanting the best of them, but your say can only go so far. Like, you can't control the outcome.
You can't
adopt
them.
What they do, you can't adopt them. I was their, like, 15th nanny or something as well. So they were naughty.
And then you threw an iron at you.
I remember when I was really mean to my au pairs when I was a child.
You used to flash her, didn't you? You used to flash her.
No, but I would pretend that I was stuck up a tree. And then it would just make her, like, burst into tears. It was really actually quite cruel. I feel bad.
But you used to climb up the tree and pretend you were stuck.
I used to climb up the tree and then be like, I can't get down. And then she'd, like, freak out because she'd be trying to climb the tree and she'd be scared.
That's quite mean. To be fair, they weren't, like, that bad in terms of making me, like, try and climb a tree. They just wanted to, like, play sport with me and stuff, which, to be fair, which is one of the reasons why I think I got hired in the first place, is because of, like, I'm quite sporty, so I would always play, like, football, basketball, whatever it was, with the girl and the boy, which I absolutely loved. And then it came to the, like, academic stuff, and it was like, they're like, Steph, can you help me with my math? And I'd be like,
can't do that.
I can, but you'll be getting shit grades.
Yeah, but do you know what's so funny, Steph? Is I had the same. So I have a little brother who's 16 now, and it's funny. You know, it's funny, with, like, young kids. So I'm kind of the similar to you. I just want them to love me. I want them to. I don't care about, like, I just want them to think I'm cool and that they love
me. Exactly, but then they don't fear you.
I don't want them to fear me. I don't care about them fearing me.
I want to be loved.
Yeah, I just want to be so loved by all of them. Yeah. Well, I'm your favourite? Sweet, that's great. That's all I care about. But that's obviously the wrong. That's sometimes what I fear about with kids, right? It's because when you are a parent, you can't be friends with your kids, really, I don't think, because I think that's a weird relationship. I think when they're older, you can become friends, but when they're younger, you definitely have to have those boundaries, I think. And for me, I feel like I would just want them to love me very much.
I feel like you would be, like, with Sophie, for example, I feel like you would just palm it all off and be like, you can do that. Mum says no.
You'd be the one who spoiled them.
Yeah. 100%.
But then they'd love you, so it's okay.
And they would love me so much. What, you want to go and do that? Sure. What, Mum said that? She's a dick.
Yeah.
You want a BB gun? Sure.
You want a BB gun? All right, wait, Francis, we got to that moment in the podcast where we need to have the question of the week.
You're all familiar with the moon landing. Apollo 11.
1969.
Yeah, that's right. Who was president at the time, do you know?
Kennedy.
Okay, good knowledge. Good
Don't
knowledge.
Worry about it.
Great.
Steph, you need that yeah, as well. Yeah, we got that. Yeah. That's what you're teaching the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you'll never guess who was president during the moon landing. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
All right, so what of Neil Armstrong's is now floating around in space from that moon landing?
Steph, as our guest, you have to guess first.
What is floating around in space?
What is floating around in space, yeah.
Of his that was on him? I mean,
Something of his. That's a hint. Something of his.
Yeah. Steph is thinking that he masturbated into space.
Some condoms just flying.
Just well, obviously, they masturbated.
Or a sock. So I would assume it would be, you know, his sock.
His sock?
I fuck knows. If it's floating, does it mean it has to be metal? No. I actually listened to this podcast that was, right, I need to up my general knowledge because it's, you know, it's so terrible. And I started listening to it and it was talking about ABC Century or whatever it was. And I really tried to listen, like 20 minutes long. And I was like, I can't even absorb one tiny bit of what was just said to me. And it made me feel so dumb. So I never went back to the general knowledge again.
Oh, my God.
No.
So I'm also very dyslexic. I'm just going to put it in there. So that
I'm dyslexic as well. Snap. I love the fact that you thought that if it floats, it has to be metal. It's not metal.
Well, no, because...
Obviously.
Because if...
Because the spaceship is metal.
Because everything floats, doesn't it?
Yes.
Is that right?
What are you talking about?
In fact, metal is probably the least likely
what
to float.
What are you talking about, Steph? Because you thought the spaceship was metal. It's the only thing
because
that floats.
Metal is anti-gravity, so it must be metal.
Yeah, so I think I got that one. Next question.
Okay, so you think it's his socks? His metal socks.
His metal socks.
I had to have metal socks.
Okay, Jamie.
It's got to be metal, so it floats.
Yeah, you've got to go something like this.
Yeah, it's got to be metal. I reckon it's got to be, I don't think it's his clothing. I reckon it's got to be his feces in the nicest way. It's got to be
what?
His, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what, that's actually extremely clever.
Yeah, I think it's got to be that. That's got to be floating around in space, surely. Because it doesn't, you know, where's it going to go? It's going to float around.
No, they bring it back with them.
What? And give it to who?
Scientists.
Okay, sweet. I think it's feces. So Steph is going to go for his metal socks.
Yeah, that's a solid...
Is that your final answer, Steph?
I mean, I feel I can't go back on that, really. Now that Jamie said that, you know when you get, like, the Christmas crackers and you get asked, like, those jokes or those general knowledge things? Mm-hmm. When you're reading them, they feel very obvious. So when someone asks them, they're a puzzle.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a real. It's. Thanks for that, Steph. That's Steph. If you could email that to me, that would be really good. Just want to keep that forever. Yeah. Okay, Steph.
Back to what people are getting from me from my following. This is the kind of thing you'll get. Really top quality.
I think it's Neil Armstrong's metal polar neck. That's what I think that's floating around in space. All right, we'll save that for part two. Hey, listen, Steph, you're going to have to stick around because we've got part two coming up in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, can't go anywhere. See you, everyone. Don't go. Don't float. See you in a bit. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.